this month that is passing by and that we are in at the moment, and the time that Allah Ta'ala has given, the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in this blessed month, and the nights and the days that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us in this blessed month. In this blessed month of Ramadan, the amount of virtues there are, the barakat and the blessings and the mercy of Allah. With all of this in mind, this month, if we look at this month, then it is mumtaz. We can see it is mumtaz. It is greater than the other months. It is afdal over the other months. Greater than the other months. And what is the reason for this? What is the, you can say, root or the main point or reason due to which this month is mumtaz, greater than the other months? Why has Allah Ta'ala instilled so much barakat in this month? How comes Allah Ta'ala has given maqam and status to this month over other months? How comes there are many more virtues or excellent rewards, etc., attained through this month? What is the reason for this? And let's ask the month of Ramadan that, please tell us yourself, O Ramadan, please advise us, please tell us that what special quality do you possess that Allah Ta'ala has chosen you? Allah has selected you. You are mumtaz, great, famous, and have a high status. But there's no difference physically, if we look at it on the outward sense, that all the months in terms of the physical cycle of the moon, the lunar cycle, we have the same nights, we have the same days physically. So then why has Allah Ta'ala given you uruj and give you high status of Ramadan and made you unique from all of the other months and made you mumtaz? O month of Ramadan, why is this the case? And the month of Ramadan will itself answer that you are right in what you're saying, that outwardly there's no difference. The rest of the months are similar, physical features and the cycles, the passing of the time. And so if we look outwardly, physically, there's no difference. But there is one thing Ramadan says in reply, and that is what? That my Mawla has said that Ramadan is my month. That's it. So this month of Ramadan, Ramadan is saying this himself to us in reply. I am mumtaz and greater for this reason, and I have so much more barakat and blessings and greatness in this month because Allah Ta'ala has said to me that I am his month. So Allah Ta'ala has given me the greatness. Allah has given me the azmat. And due to this nisbat connection with Allah, Ramadan is telling us that I have attained all of the status levels and darajat. If Allah Ta'ala didn't say that Ramadan is mine, then nobody would care for me. Nobody would think about me the way they do at the moment. So beautiful reply that comes from Ramadan, the month itself. Ramadan is explaining to us and telling us that if Allah Ta'ala says to something or somebody, this is mine or he is mine, then that thing or that person becomes mumtaz, greater over and above everyone else or everything else. Because Allah Ta'ala has given it azmat or him azmat. So a person who's close to Allah, who Allah Ta'ala says mine, then he is walking around the same as everyone else. Just like Ramadan, we have the days and the nights. The sun comes out, sets, moon, cycle. So those people who Allah Ta'ala says, this person is close to me, that person looks the same, he eats the same, drinks the same, sleeps the same, walks around the same, needs are the same. Everything is the same. But why is that person got muqaddas? Why is he greater or she greater? Because that individual has nisbat connection with Allah. Allah says that this person is my person, close to me. Look for a second. If we just look at the Kaaba, let's take the example of the Kaaba. Kaaba is a structure. There are stones, there's cement, and there are other buildings in the world that are very tall and beautiful and nice architecture. We could say in comparison. And here we have the Kaaba, we have the block work, the brick work, cement in between. The building has been erected and we call it the Kaaba Sharif. And so what is the special fact about the Kaaba in the house of Allah that it is greater and mumtaz than all of the buildings of the world? And it is the, if we take the most beautiful mansion and palace, the Kaaba is unique and special and more beautiful. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, this is my home. So if Allah is saying this is my home and Allah has connected the Kaaba to Himself, that this is my home, then it becomes so great, this house, subhanallah, that a person does, even if he keeps on looking at the Kaaba, he becomes close to Allah, he gets close to Allah. So what we realize here is that if a person, insan, human being, if Allah says this person is mine or close to me, then that individual becomes great and mumtaz, that even if we do ziyarah of that person, then we get close to Allah, because sohbah, company of a pious person who Allah Ta'ala is saying is close to me, then obviously we'll get close to Allah if we go and see that person. So if Allah says that this person is close to me, that one moment in the company of the wali of Allah, one moment, one second, with good intention, you go and do the ziyarah of the wali of Allah, Allah Ta'ala removes, doesn't just forgive all of the sins, rather takes that person to the status of the wali. So all of the matter, says Ramadan, Ramadan tells us there's one point that you need to understand why I'm unique. You say Ramadan, Ramadan says look towards me, recognize me, what am I, who am I, understand this great month, I have the message that I have kept for you, Ramadan tells us, and this is my message for you, O human beings, that you should also become close to Allah, you should become beloved to Allah, just like I am, says Ramadan, become Allah's. And if we want to become close to Allah, if we want to become the beloved of Allah, then there's a very easy method. Allah Ta'ala has given, Ramadan says that Allah has given me all of the qualities, attributes. And if you take hold of the qualities and attributes done before even the 30 days of Ramadan end, Allah will announce on the night of Qadr, O Jibreel, I announce that this man is close to me. And that's why Laylatul Qadr was given to the Ummah. In the odd nights, in the last 10 days, Allah Ta'ala says, you'll be selected, O believer, if you want to become beloved to Allah, close to Allah. This is what this month of Ramadan is for. It's not for us to stay hungry, thirsty, and then we leave Ramadan at the end. No, Allah Ta'ala says that on the night of Qadr, it should be announced your name. Allah Ta'ala tells Jibreel that, oh, this is my servant and he's beloved to me. And then see your maqam in the dunya after that. And if the dunya doesn't call you mujaddad, subhanAllah, if you don't reach to the maqam, as Abdul Qadir Jalani, if they don't remember you like they remember him, as Khwaja Muhinuddin, as Ghareeb Nawaz, if his qualities don't come into your life, if Hazrat Ali Murtaza, if his style, mannerism doesn't come into your life, then you can say that, you did not benefit. Then what will that person become? He becomes so lofty and high. Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani, he was a human being like us, eating, drinking, illness, cold, warm, climate, everything. But what's the difference? That once he was going past a graveyard, or through a graveyard, and he raised his hands and said, Allah, forgive the deceased in this graveyard. Allah said from above, forget about forgiving them until Qiyamah, no azab will come to those people who are buried in this graveyard. So this is the status a person attains. What did he do? So why don't we think that Ramadan is reminding us, oh foolish people, I haven't come that you just have made it a tradition how to commemorate and practice Ramadan. Ramadan says, this is not my objective. Allah Ta'ala sent me with a big objective. First and foremost, Allah Ta'ala has introduced me. This month, Ramadan, Azmat, great month, the Barakah, blessings, Fadl, this and that. And this is the Ibadah, this will increase, and this is what you'll do. If you do this, this will become Fadl. So Ramadan says that Allah Ta'ala has introduced me. Praise me. Why? Because I am close to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that Ramadan is mine. So if a human being becomes Allah's, and Allah says that this man is mine, then Allah Ta'ala announces that human being to the whole universe and creatures, that beware, how dare you say anything to my wali? How dare you be disrespectful to my wali? I will not allow this, accept this. And if somebody tries to give pain or problems to my friend, Allah Ta'ala says, I will act on his behalf. Allah Ta'ala says, I am a Rabb, and I will take the revenge on that person who is giving pain and hurt to my wali. Allah Ta'ala says, but how sad, 30 days we eat and drink, and these 30 days pass, becomes like a chilla, bit of a struggle, and we don't realize what the maqsad was in Ramadan. What did we have Ramadan for? What should we become? My brothers, we need to, before Laylatul Qadr, the announcement should be made on Laylatul Qadr, the night, Allah, say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And we should have the announcement. Allah Ta'ala says that this is mine, this man is mine, whether he's 80 years old, or 40 years old, or 30 years old, or after 25 years a person, or even old age if a person understands. But this message is for every person who is alive, and he's attained Ramadan, subhanAllah. The person who has attained the rules of Ramadan. Man salama lahu Ramadan. That Ramadan says, my maqam, Allah Ta'ala elevated me such a high status with his nisbah, with his connection. What is my maqam? That the person who comes into Ramadan with peace and observes Ramadan correctly, then the rest of the year the effect will continue. And Allah Ta'ala says that this person, human being, he improves himself, he becomes a better person. So my brothers, this is a very important point that Ramadan has explained to us. We need to pay attention to this and take this seriously. It's not temporary. So tell us, that how did you become close to Allah and how do we become close to Allah? So Allah Ta'ala announces our name on the night of Qadr. So Ramadan says, that's fine, look at me closely. Come closer to me and spend time, quality time during Ramadan. Ramadan says, what is the first point? The first message I give to you, a human being, is that don't sin, commit the sin in these 30 days. Ramadan says that if you commit the sins during Ramadan, the ibadah that you have performed will be cancelled out. So the first message Ramadan gives to us human beings is do not perform sins. Do not practice sins. If you want to be close to Allah, then make a promise all your life long you will not sin. And I will then fast in that way and keep the fast all your life long. Keep the fast, that this fast, that the style will change after Ramadan finishes. At the moment we're not eating or drinking, but this same fast will continue. It will continue. So we need to keep the fast in which we do not sin. Inshallah, I keep the fast all life long. I will not commit sin. I will not do zina from the eyes. I will not say anything bad from my tongue. I will not hear anything bad. And no, none of my limbs will commit the sin. Then we can say we've enjoyed it. That's when the enjoyment is. And that's when we've achieved. And what's this? We eat in the morning, suhoor. Then in the evening, we'll break the fast. No, the fast, the essence of the fast. What sort of fast is this? Subhanallah. Until death, the fast should continue. And then when will this fast break? Subhanallah. This fast that a person keeps where he fasts from, not abstaining from food or drink, but abstaining from sin. And he will break the fast on the day of judgment and he will enter into paradise. Allah will say, the fasting believer has come. And his iftari cannot take place in the world, not with dates, not with water. Allah Ta'ala says, let me give you the iftar, the meal to break the fast. And so this is the first fast we have to keep. Subhanallah. Yes, sir. Do you understand, my brothers? Am I right or am I wrong? Yes, sir. We're not talking about abstaining from food or drink. The real essence of the fast. So the first fast we have to keep after Ramadan is complete is the fast from sins. Otherwise, time's passing. People are passing away, buried in the graves, in the soil, in the dust. Allah says, you come to me. What Ramadan did you keep? The fast. How? So the other thing is that this is a month of sympathy, caring, thinking about others, wanting others, improvement for others. Don't be worried about your issue. This is mine. I want this. And fill up the stomachs. No. Allah Ta'ala says that we should be ghamghar. We should be sympathetic to people, for the poor people, for those in need who depend on others. Allah Ta'ala, if He willed, He could have made everybody rich. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could have given everyone a high status with finance and wealth and money. Gold could rain down from the skies. So why has Allah Ta'ala created differences with the people financially? How comes I've got money and I've got a car and I've got money, and in Surat or Baruch or in Punjab or in Pakistan, there are people who are poor, and we break the fast with chicken wings and nuggets and different slices of pizza, and another person in a remote area who's not rich, he cannot even buy a date to break the fast. They say, Babaji, why are you not eating the dates? He says, I've got water. That's enough. Where am I going to buy the dates from? He says, or she says, Allahu Akbar. Such people, they are not complaining, and they're not in the minority, rather they are in the majority. People who are poor, living in the poverty line, below the poverty line, they are in the majority. And we have luxury and comforts and good food. Have we ever thought that what food we eat and consume and maal and money, and we have money saved in our banks, balances gathered amassed. Have we ever thought that a poor man comes to our house and eats food at the same time? Do we consider that a poor person comes and eats and partakes in a meal with us, or has some water with us? Or we think that all year long I'm going to save some money. When I save some money, I'll go somewhere and I'll make some food and I'll distribute for the poor people. From today, make niyyah for sympathy, to sympathize for others, comfort others, care about others. Is Ramadan not telling us this? Is there not a hadith that Ramadan says, I am the month where you should be sympathetic, the month of mercy? I am the month that frees people from the sins. Allah Ta'ala has chosen me. Allah Ta'ala has made me His. And if you want to become Allah Ta'ala as close to Him, then you shouldn't have sins in your life, and you should be sympathetic to the people who need help. And don't fill your stomach. Worry about other people. Worry about their stomach, for the poor people, for your neighbors, and those fakirs who have nothing to eat, who remember Allah. That 100 centigrade, they are sitting in that temperature and they have no clothes, and there's total heat intensity. And this is not dhulm. This is Allah Ta'ala's will. Allah Ta'ala has made a cycle. Allah Ta'ala has made the system. That Allah Ta'ala has given them a bit of difficulty and they're persevering. But for us, Allah Ta'ala says, you will get eternal punishment due to those people. We'll get eternal punishment due to those people, those individuals who are close to Allah. They will say that, when I was hungry, why did you not feed me? When I was thirsty, why didn't you give me water to drink? When I was fasting, then why didn't you ask me how I am? Tell me. So Allah, you are saying all these things. Yes, Allah said, that man, that poor man, that was me. That you did not assist, I had love with my makhluk. You used to eat and drink, I filled your stomach. Do you not have the care that you have earned some money, you got some wealth? This is not the reason that the man is superior in levels. There are thousands of people who have erected factories and manufacturing locations. They don't have food to eat. So Allah Ta'ala says, rizq, wealth, I give the rizq, I give the wealth, I give to whom I want and I can take from who I want. And wealth doesn't come through the shops or through a good brain or trickery or deceiving others or committing fraud or from planning material. Meticulously, or from tajweez or ideas or plans, or nor can the consultants increase your wealth, nor can different companies increase your turnover. Allah Ta'ala says, only me, the Mawla, can increase and decrease and give wealth and rizq. So I can't say that I am rich out of my own actions, due to my own actions. No, because Allah Ta'ala says that everything comes from me, everything's in my control. So Allah Ta'ala says, why have I made a difference between society, in society? Allah Ta'ala says that, how do you know the people are poor? They attain sakina and peace and contentment. But Allah Ta'ala says, you have awareness. There's technology, people, they sit at home, they look at TV and they look at this, how many, this many people have died, they're poor. And even if they want to give some money, they say, I will say this, please forgive me, that people have made it a business today. Transactions, they are so-called distributing to the poor, but they've made it a business. So this now, distributing arms and money to the needy, has become like a business now. I won't go into detail, I don't want to get into too much detail now, but due to this work, they are filling their pockets to the brim. Oh, ungrateful people, who have no ghairat, who have no shame. You are taking the money from poor people and spending it. And this is the month of comfort and sympathy. And you should spend in such a way that the left hand doesn't know what the right hand has done. When you give zakah, nobody should realize that zakah, the money you give to them is zakah. Or that they should feel that there's a favor upon the head. So this is Ramadan. So what do we do? So as I said, 30 days. First we fast. And after fasting, we continue to fast from the sins. Then we fast to comfort and care for people who don't have enough. And third, we'll say, Allah will not I will not fill my stomach unless other people around me, their stomachs are full. Where I can try, where I have the means and the resources, I will try all year long. That I plan and I look around me, where are the poor people, how are they living, difficulty. And all year long this thought should revolve in my mind. This is not a small thing, is it? This is ibadah, worship. So do we just remember in Ramadan, give chanda, charity, throw £5, throw £10, give this person money? No. For the rest of the year, the plan should continue. Fikr and worry. For this reason, that we have to answer to Allah on the Day of Judgment. Allah will ask us, will be accounted, that Allah Ta'ala will say that if in Ramadan you changed and improved and became Ramadans, so earn and give. If you work hard, if Allah Ta'ala wills, He'll give you wealth. So understand, if Allah Ta'ala is giving, this is not mine, Allah Ta'ala has given me this wealth, and from this amount of wealth I've got, I want to construct my Jannah and please Allah. And on the night of Qadr, I want the announcement made that, O Jibreel, this man has become mine. This brother, sister, that they should be able to feel good. So Ramadan is the same. Physically, structurally, it's the same. We don't feel any difference. But if Allah Ta'ala says that this person is mine, he won't have horns on his hand. He won't have special names written on his body. But subhanAllah, he will become Allah Ta'ala's friend and he'll be ajeeb and ghareeb. SubhanAllah, great action, great status. And he won't even know the wali of Allah that my announcement's been made. The announcement's been made with my name on the heavens. Allah Ta'ala says the announcement will be made. You may not feel different, but subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala says that just you can see in Ramadan, says that by quality attributes you cannot sin within me and you should feel sympathy to others. So same way, when you come out of Ramadan on the other side, then all of these safat should be present in your life. When these qualities, characteristics are present within you and you come out of Ramadan after 30 days, then have total yaqeen that the announcement has been made with your name. Then you can celebrate Eid. Not you're the same as you were before, bone idol. Ramadan came and passed and your routine is the same before and after. Then we have not learned from Ramadan. We've not taken something from Ramadan. We've not earned the reward. What else is Ramadan? Tell me. That how can we become close to Allah? Ramadan says, I'll tell you. So he makes another announcement that I am the month of patience. So first, number one, leave the sins. Number two, Allah Ta'ala says sympathy and comfort for those who don't have enough. And number three, Ramadan says, I'm the month of patience. What does this mean? Ramadan says that your whole life, how should you pass it? Habib Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was like this as well. And we should be the same as him, that he had sabr upon sabr upon sabr. patience upon patience upon patience. Persevere, persevere, persevere. This is the month in which we learn this. We should have that sabr, just like the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum had. That doesn't matter what conditions come in front of us, what situation befalls us, what difficulties come in front of us, and how maybe we're influenced by shaitan and nafs. But the mu'min's every decision should be according to sharia and sunnah, and this is called sabr. Point number three. Yes, so we shouldn't break or leave sabr or go and transgress the boundaries. We should understand this is my destiny, this is what I deserve. And if things are coming to my life, maybe negative things or positive, but who do I take the decision from? Whose hudud will I live within? Whose boundary? Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where I should be. So if there are arguments at home, how will we decide? Based on the sunnah. Not, oh, be gone with you, divorce, I don't feel like living with you, I leave the children with you, or I'll do this to you, I'll do that to you. No. These are the decisions of your nafs. When you calm down, cool down, then the first thing you'll think with ease and comfort, and you'll think that, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this action? How I should do this? When you consult with the sunnah, then sabr will come into your life. Sabr will come into your life. For sure. And this is sabr. All life long, the principles, then the person will start to adhere the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tajir, businessman, household issues, outside, relatives, running the shop, tijara, ups and downs, profit, loss, different types of business. Allah Ta'ala says that you will have one vision, one sight, that I will make all decisions within the boundary, the circle of Islam, because if I transgress and go beyond that gathering, or beyond that boundary, then I will lose out. Brothers, what else is there? Is there anything else that Ramadan tells us? There are other things apart from these things that we've mentioned. Sabr, leaving the sins. Apart from this, there's another big significant point that we learn from Ramadan. Connection with the Quran. Subhanallah. Now we see here that the Quran was revealed. So Ramadan is saying that the Quran was revealed in this month. Don't you know that what I'm reminding you to do? That you should have nisbat, connection with the Quran. And you should strengthen your connection. This is not about reading. Rather, the Quran says that spend your whole life within the framework of the Quran. Ramadan is telling us this in Ramadan. That your whole life should be a reflection of the Quran. Every decision, every movement, every thought. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. And this is how your life should be, O mu'min, says Ramadan, telling us. Ramadan says, don't oppose Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grab hold of the Quran. Firmly, with strength, take hold of the Quran. Why? Because the time passes in a person's life. The Allah Ta'ala says different conditions come, different emotions come, and different words people mention from their tongues. And the year that went before, if we look back now, that from previous Ramadan until today, how time has passed fast, and how in the world things have occurred, how spiritually things have got ups and downs, they come all the time. And the history of the world, it changes during that year. Somebody becomes different, or politics changes, or the leadership of a country changes, etc., etc. In this Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala says, what will be your job? Is that from Ramadan to Ramadan? No, rather until death. You will understand the Quran, read the Quran, grab hold of the Quran for benefit. That if the Quran is saying something's haram, it's haram. If the Quran is saying halal, then it's halal. Yes, if the Quran is telling us to refrain, we'll refrain. If the Quran is saying do, then we must do. Every order that Allah Ta'ala gives is kalam Allah. The words of Allah, we won't see Allah. But this is proven that Allah Ta'ala has told us these orders. It's proven. So whenever a problem arises, difficulty, then don't pay attention to anything else. Take hold of the Quran. Because Allah is speaking in the Quran. And if we open the heart with the Quran with an honest heart, with sincerity, then we will present all of our issues and the Quran will give us the solutions. Solutions. So the Quran says, Ramadan says, don't try to solve the problems of, and this message is going to the whole world, wherever they are alims of Islam. How do we practice Ramadan and the story we're hearing today? Is this not different? What do you think? It looks very different to me. The way that we're going through the points, that we just fast up to the extent of dates and water. In the morning, paratha, evening, dates and water. And the rest, everything we do is the same during the day and the evening. Is this keeping fast? Is this the rite that we're fulfilling for the fasting day? Whereas the rites should continue for the fasting month, the rites should continue until death. Okay, Brother Ramadan, please tell us some more. I want to become the friend of Allah. I want my name announced on the night of Qadr. Ramadan says, yes, I'll tell you. Ramadan says, don't you know how I am spoilt? How people abuse me and destroy me. That all day long you stay hungry, you don't drink, you do make effort, and you're feeling dizzy. And in the evening you come to me, you finish the day, Ramadan says, by eating and drinking, and then you spoil the month, Ramadan tells us itself. that you are spoiling the month, and then you're spoiling the whole of your life, that you don't keep yourself at peace and practice correctly until the evening. You do ajeeb actions that due to the consuming of riba, you are breaking the fast. And with haram earnings, you're breaking the fast. You're bringing all of the dates in a plate. And this is what you are busy by doing. That you are, you have a hobby of eating and drinking, and you lie and then you earn money. You commit haram and then you earn. I won't get into too much detail because people say Hazrat Sahib went personal and he was trying to point his finger at me. So I won't speak personally, I'll speak generally. I'm just speaking generally here. That Ramadan tells us this, that the biggest message of Ramadan is this, that just like you've kept hungry and thirsty from morning until evening, then you go on and spoil your Ramadan. So the Ramadan is asking us, why are you spoiling your life by the means of haram and lawful earnings? These big cars and big houses and assets, they're yours. And you waste your whole life to earn these. And when you open the light, your eyes on the Day of Judgment, will be told that you had no ibadah. Why? Because you broke the fast with haram. And with haram, you reached to death. And if you had done tawbah, and even if you kept hungry, for example, the whole day, Ramadan says that when you consumed haram and broke the fast, then you spoiled the whole of that day of Ramadan. And if you do that for the rest of the month, then you've spoiled the essence of Ramadan because you had haram in your stomach. When you used to have sehri, you used to eat haram. In the evening, breaking the fast, haram. Buying chickens with haram money, dates with haram money, buying money with haram money. So you were buying water with haram money. But if you had the sabr, that even if you had fikr and faqa, if you had a bit of poverty and hunger, you wouldn't be worried about it. If you didn't get good food, quality food, you weren't worried, but at least you'd listen to the hukum of your father. Even if you had to break the fast with a nip of water, that would have taken you to Jannah, to paradise, that action. So brothers, we need to understand this, that we put down the dastarkhwan, we give da'wah to people, and we make food and give invitation to people. How much can we eat? Ramadan is asking us. That how much can you eat in the month of Ramadan, O servant, O human being? That when you break the fast, you're not even aware that from everywhere you forget everything. All you're interested in is eating, drinking. Ramadan says, don't you know that when you eat, the food is broken down, digested, and is transformed into blood. So you're eating dirt, impurities. You're eating dirty pieces of flesh, of meat, and you think that you're attaining Allah Ta'ala's spirituality, Nuraniyat, you want that your name is announced on the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, but reality, the angels are there next to you, they want to hit you, they're waiting that after you break the fast, how will you treat you? But we say, no, nobody told us that you, all the malanas told you to go to sleep and told you, don't worry about anything, you're pious, you're forgiven, they were just speeches on the member. What are they going to tell you, that you are in this hal, in a bad hal? Go to a darvesh and sit down in the khanka, then you learn how to break the fast and how to keep the fast. You'd learn. We'd learn, all of us. So, but nobody listens to the Wali of Allah nowadays. Only a few people are the students. Only a few people. And when you have a sheikh, a teacher who is sincere and true, then only a few people are attached to him. When he turns around to see how many there are, many of them have run away already. From tens of thousands, there are only a few who implement Ramadan correctly. So now we need to see that on the night of Qadr, how many people will their name be announced? From hundreds of thousands, Allah will say, O Jibreel, from so many tens of thousands of people, there's this man, he's sitting in the village, in his home, in this location, go to him and announce that he's become Allah's and Allah has become his. He's beloved to Allah. But there are other people, they used to do tawaf and go around the Kaaba in Masjid Nabawi. There was no place. There were majalis and gatherings of people, spoke such great discussions. There were dreams that were mentioned and the manzil of tawaf. And people couldn't even buy a ticket in Ramadan. You ask, that where have all those people gone? And Allah will say that they have all blown away like the wind. And he's just sat there in the village on the dasma. He didn't have money to go on Umrah, nor did he have any wealth or assets or tariqah or method how he could get there. He didn't have a passport. And from there he sat and made out his requests and called out, I swear by Allah. Allah will answer, Jibreel, I will tell you that those people who came and went around my house, we couldn't realize how great they were. That were they good or were they pious? But there's a person sitting in the jungle or in the remote wilderness. He says, Allah, how can I go to your house? Allah says, that I, due to his blessed fast and his piety, he will be invited. But those people who are not there, they don't know the difference between being present and not present. Subhanallah. So how Ramadan is teaching us beautiful points, my friends, isn't it? So brothers, Brother Ramadan, what's after that? And Ramadan says, yes, I've come with a total list. So there'll be haram. And Ramadan will tell us that, don't you know what the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced during the month of Ramadan? What ibadah Allah Ta'ala mentioned? Tell me, Ramadan will ask. That there were the faraid, And we have to practice the faraid, the compulsory actions. We have to do this. And we have to be strong and firm on this. And not just this, but beyond this, above this, more than this. So what else did Allah Ta'ala say with regards to the voluntary actions? Tell us, O Ramadan, tell us. So Allah Ta'ala said, I told you to do the action due to which you come close to me. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah mentioned four things. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us four things. Isn't it? That no other ibadah was prescribed there. A dhikr in abundance, astaghfar in abundance. These are the two main points. And abundance of shukr. La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah. It stated that this should be our habit in life. Your best ibadah after the fard, after the faraid, or alongside the faraid in parallel is the dhikr. Why? You will continue to do dhikr and you will get close to Allah at the same time. Why? Because there is no limit to the qurb, the nearness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that on the night of Qadr, when your name will be announced, that so and so a person, such and so a person, and Allah will select that, go this man Jibreel, I have chosen him, announced at that time you will be close to Allah. But remember one thing. Remember one point here, Ramadan tells us that don't think that, oh, I've got to the qurb and the nearness of Allah and that's it, that's the end of story. No, no, no. There is no limit to the qurb, the nearness of Allah, to the height that a person can achieve. The Allah Ta'ala says that there are so many levels. Even Rasulullah has some darajat, some status left. When that he will attain them, at that time of intercession and on prostration, one kalama will be given at that time, and then all of the status levels of Rasulullah will be complete at that time. That who can question Allah Ta'ala's decision and wisdom? So Allah says, don't think that I am fully complete as a Muslim, I am perfect. No, Allah Ta'ala says, with my dhikr every day, every moment, continue to remember Allah, and the qurb will increase day by day. It will never get to the top. It will never get to the maximum. So Ramadan, you've opened my eyes. Ramadan says, that's why I've come. I shake your hands. Do you make a promise? Aha. So I say, I will shake your hand. And you also, my friends, should shake the hands of Ramadan, that this message that has come. So I shook hands with Ramadan. Ramadan, I've understood you today. All my life I couldn't understand that who you are, why do you come, when you come. So inshallah, from today, I am also the servant of Allah. And I've promised Allah that I am the servant of Allah. So I want this announcement to be made, that Allah, on the night of Qadr, please announce that I am your friend, I am your friend. And this is the determination that a person should have, the desire. So what will you do this, my brothers? Is this a speech? No, this is discussion where I am presenting the facts in front of you. Well, I don't want to waste your time, such a very precious time to do ibadah. So this is called Ramadan, my brothers, and that's why Ramadan was given to us. And Ramadan's message is one, that become Allah's, close to Allah, beloved of Allah, and then you'll be, due to me, Ramadan says, you'll have importance, due to me you'll have the heights, due to me you'll have the greatness, Ramadan says, just like I'm benefiting the world, you should also benefit the people of the world and everything in the world. Otherwise, what will happen? That Ramadan will come, Ramadan will go. And we'll eat and drink, and then we'll put a bit of oil on the beard and we'll come out on the other side of Ramadan exactly the same way as before we came into it. This is not what should occur. 30 days, make some effort, my friends, and then we carry that effort over onto the other side. After Ramadan, may Allah give us the tawfiq to implement all of the things we've discussed. Ameen.